sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world.
Sergio Mendes ensured that the international image of Brazil was still that of an easygoing exotic paradise. But back in Brazil, the reality was rather different. Life was not easy. The soldiers had inherited serious economic problems, but the early days of the military regime were not as repressive as many on the left had feared. And there was a new form of mass entertainment, television. In the 60s, sales of TV sets in Brazil boomed, and the most popular programs included live music contests. These festivals were organized by rival TV companies in Rio and Sao Paulo, and were very different to Eurovision, for they featured the very best new singers in the country.
They were also important because they coincided with a period when the military government in Brazil was trying to open up Brazil to outside investment. The military wanted to provide an image of Brazil that was progressive, that Brazil could take its part amongst the nations of the world.
For the moment, at least, there was no censorship. The festivals included protest singers along with pop stars, and a new wave of singer-songwriters who were given the uninspired title MPB, Popular Brazilian Music, and included musicians who would dominate the Brazilian music scene for the next three decades. For the TV companies, the festivals were a massive success.
People used to gather around in bars on street corners and watch the festivals in groups, because obviously not everybody had television sets. They were still quite expensive, but people would gather and they would support their own particular performer that they would support in much the same way that they would support a football team.